USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is dealing with a surge of migrants crossing the southern border today, the end of Title 42. The COVID-era policy allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border are due to Congress's inaction on immigration reform.
It is also the result of Congress's decision not to provide us with the resources we need and that we requested.
Some officials in border cities say they are overwhelmed with the new surge, and cities across the U.S. are preparing for the migrant influx. Today marks the formal end of the COVID-19 public health emergency. Mobile testing sites in New York City will be going away. At-home test kits will still be available, but in some cases, a doctor's visit may be required. The FBI is now rejecting a request from House Republicans for access to documents lawmakers say may link President Biden to a criminal scheme.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation did not comply with the House Oversight Committee's subpoena. The committee wants to see an FBI document that a whistleblower alleged described as criminal schemes involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to an exchange of money for a policy decision. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said the whistleblower alleged the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed as well as its purpose. End quote. The FBI response says they are committed to working to provide the committee information necessary for your legitimate oversight interests, while also protecting executive branch confidentiality. I'm Lance Pry.
The latest Walking Dead spinoff starts airing next month, and the first trailer is out now, Walking Dead: Dead City. This is the fifth spinoff in the Walking Dead franchise. It debuts on June 18th. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Two teams are keeping their seasons alive with Game 5 victories in the NBA playoffs. Jalen Brunson erupted with 38 points to lead the New York Knicks to a 112-103 victory over the Miami Heat. Out west, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors prevailed over LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers 121-106. The results of a new clinical trial show a new wearable patch could prevent allergic reactions in toddlers with peanut allergies. The trial involved over 200 children ages 1 to 3 with peanut allergies and found that after wearing the patch for a year, 67% were able to tolerate a small amount of peanut protein. The Consumer Price Index for April is out. Lance Pry has the details.
Inflation continues to hinder the American wallets. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for April rose 0.4% on the month, with an annual increase of 4.9%. Core prices rose in line with estimates, up 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. I'm Lance Pry.
A 6-year-old and a 3-year-old are in trouble after crashing their parents' car. The two brothers snuck out of their house in Malaysia last night, got in the family car and drove off to buy a new toy. The 6-year-old was behind the wheel when the car hit a lamppost. Police say the older boy cut his chin and his brother was not injured. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.